My name's Tom McDaniel. I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida, and I think the tax cuts will be pretty significant for us. We have a family with two children, so I think it will make a difference.
My name is Joe Husted. I live in Washington, D.C. I'm a waiter. I don't see much of a benefit for myself in it.
My name is Jean-Claude Amiziel. I live in Burtonsville, Maryland. I don't think that there's going to be that much effect on me. Is it going to excite me to go out and buy something? I don't think I got that much incentive.
Burita Renee Parker, D.C. I haven't really got into the tax cut like I want to.
Paul Scott, and I live in Los Angeles, California. I don't believe I'm going to get absolutely nothing from the tax cuts. Don't have any dividends to cut. Don't have any capital gains to cut. And my 401k just keeps going down. So unless you can deduct the money that my 401k keeps losing, I don't see where there's going to be anything to gain from that.
Rose Bryan, and I live in Washington, D.C. You know, seeing as I'm not a CEO and I don't own a bunch of stock to get dividends back, I'm not going to get anything.
The tax cut will affect me personally. I don't know.
That's John, an accountant from Massachusetts who didn't give his full name, along with a sampling of other citizens interviewed in downtown Washington, D.C. today about how the tax cut shakes out for them.